This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The openly gay Deputy Lord Mayor of the City of Newcastle has called for his colleague to resign after he repeatedly called him a poof. Deputy Lord Mayor Declan Clausen said that if Councillor Alan Robinson was not prepared to change his behaviour, then he should quit public office. Clausen said, "I'm proud to be the openly gay Deputy Lord Mayor of a community that had the highest yes vote of any non-capital city in Australia." The fact that Councillor Robinson's fellow councillors don't call him out on his relentless homophobic bullying is appalling. Australia's Jewish community has responded with shock and revulsion after an Israeli teen was stabbed at a Tel Aviv LGBTIQ youth hostel, nearly 10 years to the day after a notorious mass shooting took place at another LGBTI youth centre in the city. On Friday, a 16-year-old from the Arab-Israeli city of Tamara was allegedly stabbed by his brother at the Emergency Support Centre for LGBTI Adolescents, where he had been staying after fleeing his home. A Left Melbourne co-convener, Michael Barnett, called it a chilling reminder of how much harder we need to work to break down the intolerance and ignorance that exists in many communities. Hepatitis C has declined by a staggering 60% among people who inject drugs since new treatments were made available through the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme in 2016. According to a new report released by the Kirby Institute. The report, published in the lead-up to World Hepatitis Day, analysed data from people who inject drugs and who attend Australia's needle syringe programs. Among this population, the proportion of people living with hepatitis C in 2018 was 1 in 5, down from 1 in 2 in 2015 before the treatments were made available. ACON and Domestic Violence New South Wales have launched the Queer Voices for Change project, aimed at tackling domestic and family violence in the LGBTIQ community. The project is seeking voices of LGBTIQ people with lived experience of domestic or family violence, willing to share their stories. Rates of family violence in LGBTIQ communities are equal to or higher than those among non-LGBTIQ people, according to a growing body of research. A study published in June found that 2 in 3 GBTIQ men have been in an unhealthy or abusive relationship. Local councillors in a satellite city of Jakarta have put forward a local ordinance that would criminalise sexual minorities and gender-diverse people, according to an Indonesian news report. A Depok City Council member for the Great Indonesian Movement Party told the Suara Jabar news agency that the law was a response to a growing number of HIV infections in the city. Same-sex marriage campaigner and local government politician Taiga Ishikawa has made Japanese history by becoming the first openly gay man to be elected to the Japanese Parliament, also known as the National Diet. Ishikawa was elected to the upper house of the Diet on Sunday, winning a seat for the main opposition, Constitutional Democratic Party of Japan. Ishikawa had previously been the first openly gay person to run for the leadership of a Japanese political party when he challenged for the top spot at the opposition Social Democratic Party. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
UFC fighter Andrei Arlovsky has apologised for using a homophobic slur in a TV interview. During a recent post-match, the former heavyweight champion told ESPN4 that everyone should shut their mouths about his glass chin, then said, "So go F yourself, faggots, that's it." After the comments caused anger, the UFC star said sorry in a statement to MMA Junkie and that he wouldn't use those words again in the future. And finally, Twitter's anonymous gay footballer has deleted his account the day before he was due to reveal his identity. The user, who claimed to be a young English championship footballer, said he would announce the news at a press conference last week, but pulled out, telling his 50,000 followers, "I thought I was stronger, I was wrong." A new gay footballer account has since been made, with the user claiming he plays for Luton Town FC and that he'll come out during a press conference this Wednesday, 10 a.m. UK time.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can listen to us wherever you find your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.